This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. All preparations are in place for voting for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra today. In Jharkhand, voting will be held for the second and final phase for 38 constituencies in 12 districts. Polling will begin at 7 in the morning and will conclude at 5 p.m., barring some sensitive polling stations, where voting will conclude at 4 p.m. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Jharkhand's Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar has urged voters to cast their ballots without fear.
आप लोगों का माध्यम से फेज टू का वोटर से अनुरोध है आप अपने परिवार के साथ में दोस्त के साथ में समय पर बूथ में जाकर अपना मताधिकार का प्रयोग करें शांतिपूर्ण मतदान के लिए सब जगह पर व्यवस्था सुनिश्चित की.
In Maharashtra, elections for all the 288 seats are being held in a single phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. A total of 4,136 candidates are in the fray, including 2,086 independent contenders. Maharashtra Chief Electoral Officer S. Chokalingam said around 5 lakh polling personnel will be managing 1,427 polling stations in the state. By-elections will also be held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Kerala and Uttarakhand. Counting of votes for all the states will be taken up on Saturday. After attending the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a 3-day visit to Guyana. The visit is a first by an Indian Prime Minister since 1968. Mr. Modi will hold discussions with President of Guyana, Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali, at Georgetown. The Prime Minister will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit and hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Guyana and will address a gathering of the Indian diaspora during the visit. The 19th G20 summit has ended with Brazil's President Lula da Silva handing over the presidency to President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa yesterday. In his closing address, President Lula talked about various initiatives taken under Brazil's presidency. The initiatives are launching of Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty and starting an unprecedented debate on taxing, bringing climate change on the agenda of finance ministries and central banks, and approving the first multilateral document on the bioeconomy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the first session of Day 2 of the G20 Summit on Sustainable Development and Energy Transition. Prime Minister noted that during the New Delhi G20 Summit, the group had resolved to triple renewable energy capacity and double the energy efficiency rate by 2030. He welcomed Brazil's decision to take forward these sustainable development priorities. During the address, Prime Minister elaborated on the steps taken by India to foster sustainable development. Some of the steps he mentioned were schemes to provide housing to 40 million families in the last 10 years, 120 million households with clean drinking water in the last 5 years. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant visited Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Stadium to oversee the preparations yesterday. Speaking to Akashvani News, Mr. Sawant said all preparations have been completed for the inaugural ceremony. Talking to AIR News, Secretary Information and Broadcasting Sanjay Jaju said many new things have been added to this year's IFFI and it is dedicated to young filmmakers. He said 100 young talents will show creativity in Creative Minds of Tomorrow platform. Mr. Jaju said over 400 films from 100 countries will be shown this year. In hockey, India will lock horns with China in the final of the Women's Asian Champions Trophy at Rajgir in Bihar today. Hosts stormed into the final defeating Japan 2-0 in the semi-final yesterday. For India, Namneet Kaur converted a penalty stroke in the 48th minute, while Lal Rimsami struck from field play in the 56th minute. That is the end of this news bulletin.